for it by taking 90 feet that maybe isn't there. That's well hit, right center. Yastrzemski turns at the wall, and it's gone. And Luke Kuechel continues to be an impact bat for the Minnesota Twins since coming back from the injured list. He picks up Martin. He picks up his bullpen.
Did that give you walk-off home run vibes? Twins fans not thrilled with the national broadcaster. Dan, why don't they like us? Why don't they like us more? Why can't we get the love? Yesterday's Twins TV broadcast was on the Roku
channel. Yeah.
Which, of course, everyone knows what the Roku channel is.
Not really.
Right?
Not really, no.
Who isn't enchanted? So I went to my TV to try to find the Roku channel, and I couldn't. And so I watched the Lynx game. And then I turned on the radio and listened to the end of...
Yeah.
I got in the car, and then I'm listening to the Twins game. And I heard a very enthusiastic walk-off call.
I bet Chris Atterbury's call was very enthusiastic. Look, I love being from Minnesota. I do. I love that I live here. I love this state. I love the people in this state. As such... You can both love something and look at it and say, "Yeah, but we could be a little bit better in this particular area." And nothing, in my opinion, brings out the Minnesota inferiority complex like a national announcer that isn't as much of a homer for Minnesota as we want them to be. Now, was that an enthusiastic home run call by Ryan Lefevre? No. Listen to the start of this again.
By taking 90 feet that maybe isn't there. That's well hit, right center. Yastrzemski turns at the wall, and it's gone. And Luke Kuechel.
Now, he goes up when it goes up. You know, he goes up. But
I mean,
not,
it wasn't like Corey Provis.
It wasn't how Corey would have called it. It certainly wasn't how Chris called it. But that's also kind of how Ryan calls games.
So where's your proof?
Well...
This just sounds like, once again, Dan Cook looking for a chance to take a dump on Minnesotans who are just saying, for once in our life, could we get the respect we deserve?
So, for those that don't know, Ryan is usually the play-by-play broadcaster for Kansas City Royals games.
Exactly.
So you might think,
they're against us.
If it was a Kansas City call, I bet you would have freaked out. Well, let's listen to Ryan calling a Kansas City home run from that same game.
And he hits it well to right field toward that short porch. And just over the wall. And Vinny Pasquantino comes through for the Royals again in the later innings.
Okay, but that was a wall scraper, so maybe it wasn't as dramatic.
Yeah,
so maybe another home run from Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would freak out on a different situation.
Probably.
Part of the experience that they refer to it here.
That is lined to right field for a home run. So Yastrzemski got himself into a hitter's count.
Well,
and where was that fastball, Jeremy?
It was down the zone.
And that one was drilled.
Sure.
That was a no-doubter.
It's kind of just Ryan's temperament when he's calling games. And you cannot like it. That's fine.
That's right, I don't like
it.
They're out to get us.
That's where you can't go. You can say, I don't like his style of calling games. That's fine. That's a matter of taste.
It was kind of a boring home run.
I mean, you know, whatever.
It was a little boring.
You can feel that way. But to turn it into, it's because it's Minnesota and he doesn't like Minnesota. Ryan went to college here. I mean, he spent a lot of time in Minnesota. He's got a lot of connections. He doesn't hate Minnesota, I assure you. It's just how he calls the game. It just is. So let's all take a deep breath, get over ourselves a little bit, and quit freaking out because national announcers don't homerify their calls of the games.
What about the fact, like Ryan Fitzgerald, had his very first major league hit,
which was a home run.
And do you want to hear what he did with
that? Let's go right ahead and do it.
Like, because, you know, it was equally upsetting.
Might have in Gasper as a catcher. That's lined off the top of the wall. And did it stay in or ricochet off the railing? It's a home run. And Ryan Fitzgerald, who spent last year in the Royals organization at AAA Omaha, puts the Twins in front 2-0.
Now, he didn't even note that it was his first major league hit. Instead, he goes to the Royals tidbit, trying to steal our valor and get a little bit of...
You want to go with stolen valor? Is that where you want to go?
He came up in our organization. I mean, I think it's understandable if you had a moment where you had to check your scorecard to see who we were talking about.
Yeah.
Here. Who?
Ryan Fitzgerald's a great story, by the way. Really is. And so could you have done a little homework before the game and known that he hadn't gotten a major league hit yet and just got called up the other week? And you know, you could do all of that.
Justin Morneau came through.
He had all of that. And maybe that's part of it is that, you know, Brian's staying out of the way and letting Justin handle the Twins.
Let the local guy have his moment.
And by the way, and I say this with much love in my heart for Justin Morneau, but not the most dynamic calls coming from Justin in the world, right? That's not
his
thing. So,
the way I think part of the reason people are freaking out about Ryan Lefevre is that the dominant style of play-by-play in this town right now is over-the-top homer celebration. We got the social media camera pointed on the announcer, and Corey did this when he was on radio, where he'd record it a couple of times because it's cool to see the announcer as they see it go. It's cool. And Corey, I think, is awesome. I love Corey. But, like, his level of enthusiasm, it is what most local announcers have for their teams today. Lefevre is a little different. That's that sort of deadpan is
it's
not
a different
norm.
Style altogether.
We are Paul Allentown.
I was just going to say, I think if you want over-the-top, you know, homer play-by-play, that exists in this town. And it's, you know, there's a lot of people that want that, and it's great for what it is.
I think most people seem to want it.
I think what Corey does, to me, is the best job of straddling the line between I'm going to be excited when the home team's doing well. I'm also going to tell you the truth when they're playing poorly.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always exist.
I think Atterbury does a pretty good job of that too.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely does.
It's just a little different. I would say.
Different. We just don't need to freak out every time, you know, somebody says something bad about us on a national broadcast, which isn't even what happened here. We're not even mad because Brian said something bad about the Twins. We're mad because apparently he wasn't excited enough. It's preposterous.
I mean, he wasn't excited.
No, but that's not his style of call. It's not like he was dissing Minnesota. We take this stuff so personally and so ingrain it so into our identity.
Well, it's because there's a track record. There's a track record of everybody being against
us. There is not a track record. There's a track record of us believing people are against us. We all wear the tinfoil hats when we're become sports fans in this state, apparently. But I promise you, national announcers, the national network announcers, do not care one way or the other who wins. They are not rooting against the Twins and the Vikings and the Wild and the Loons and the Lynx and all this other stuff. They really don't care. What they want is a good game that a lot of people are going to watch. That's what they want. They don't care.
I don't like it.
They're not against us. They really aren't. And we need to stop with this inferiority complex about it.
It was fine.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was,
I think everybody was hyped up.
You can
about
be, you again, you can dislike Ryan's style all you want. That's is purely subjective. You can do that. But to then inject the conspiracy and the inferiority thing into it and think, well, he was only doing that because it was a Minnesota home run. Well, no, it's just not the case.
And they can't even pronounce like Minneapolis correctly when you're boarding an airplane.
That is,
I mean, they hate us.
When you get the Minneapolis thing, okay.
Let's break. We'll come back. A lot of excitement with the Who Are They Twins. So we'll take a quick temp of the team. Pre-game is at 5:30 tonight. Twins, Yankees. Should be good stuff. If you want to hear the best announcers, just listen to the game right here in the home of the Twins, CCO.